Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now we deal with the 27th and the last nakshatra, Revati nakshatra, and the four padas. Let's dissect what the four padas can mean. These are social natives, love to help people. They are unorthodox, they are introverts, they are secretive. Everything about Pisces shines here in Revati. Prosperous background, they come from good backgrounds, they have sensitivity. They become the guiding light to the masses. At least that's what they should aspire. This is the last of the Mercury rule nakshatras. We started from Ashlesha going to Jyeshtha and now to Revati. Mercury rule nakshatra is a graduation of the previous nine nakshatras, just so you know. Finding, nurturing and love with true companions for self in order to feed caring for others. Like you find feeding for yourself, Revati people. You find that good companion for yourself, that becomes your fuel to serve others. Otherwise, you can't be a starved person for anything. Affection, love, nurturing and caring, and try to give that to the masses. Not possible. You need one for yourself first. General techniques of this nakshatra also include, they love being alone, giving direction and purpose to many in life by generating belief in themselves. They are very empowerment kind of creatures. They can make good counselors. They are often misunderstood and they trust only what they experience in life. They love making wealth creatively, which is very important for them. They travel to become inspired. With every journey, their lives become enhanced. True genius in them shines when they let go of control and express freely. Now let us see the four padas. First pada, Pisces going into Sagittarius, 4-10 relationship. These people might have very selfish, harsh speaking spouse. They can be prone to harming living beings, animals, rather than caring for them. Could be low in morality, Gemini 7th to Sagittarius. They need to serve the elders who are not privileged. Father, elderly, handicapped, hospice facility, that kind. We are talking Sagittarius here. The Dharma of Sagittarius, because it is Pisces is 10th to Sagittarius. Or who cannot do things for themselves. Physically help handicapped people, elderly people, people who are elder to you for remedial measures of this pada. Second pada, Pisces goes into Capricorn, 11th relationship there. Something to do with money? Yeah. Makes lot of riches, Capricorn 11th to Pisces, but cheats, takes shortcuts and makes money by illegal means, 11th from Pisces. Neglecting responsibility of taking care of masses, Capricorn. Capricorn and Cancer ask you to take care of others. That's why they are opposite to each other. Laziness, lack of hard work. Pisces is lazy, expects everything to fall into lap with faith. That's not the way things work. Maintain routine even if boring. Give back wealth to lower sections of society, poor people, servants, maids, cleaners, laborers and so on. Capricorn, that will help solve this. Third pada, Pisces going into Aquarius, is a 2-12 relationship. Again, there is a loss of something, breaking trust issues again, Aquarius 12th to Pisces. Aquarius tends to cheat. Constant service using their skill, yet no appreciation, underpaid and financial problems. Why? Loss of Aquarius, right? Loss of gain. Harsh speech from spouse. 12th from Aquarius is Leo. Sorry, Aquarius, opposite to Aquarius is Leo's. Opposition to their unconventional ways. Remedy is to sacrifice work for spouse. Support them unconditionally. Do not hesitate to give unearned wealth for betterment of less privileged of the society. You see this theme everywhere in nakshatras. The only lesson that the ancients shared about wealth and even about knowledge is for others. Look, you only gain whatever you have by receiving it from someone. When you were born, you didn't have anything. You came wet, naked and hungry. You didn't have anything in your hands. You were born into some family, into some sort of privilege. Your job or your karma is to give it back to society in a nice manner, not keep misusing it. This is one of the things you have seen in all padas, isn't it? Last pada, Pisces going into Pisces, exaltation of Pisces. Troubles with communication in regard to land and property, because Virgo is 7th to Pisces. Like I said, whenever it goes to the same Rashi in natal and Navamsha, look at the 7th place from it. 7th place to Pisces is Virgo. Inability to let go of donation. You give it and then you want it back. Despite having donated, you want to not let go of it. Do not break trust by bad, rash speaking. Pisces seems to have a lot of karma with bad speech. 7th is Virgo, critical speech. Virgo is prone to criticism. Both the nakshatras of Virgo also prone to criticism. Uttar Falguni and Hasta. Personal gain should not be sought while donating. Should be totally selfless, not expecting anything in return. Pisces to Pisces demands selfless resignation of your wealth. Highest. All your wealth you keep giving away. But don't be lazy. Work for it. Do something for the masses. If you have any planets or points in one of these padas of Revati Nakshatra, do let me know in comment box what you find. Also, carry on this video to see the details of planetary placements and how it works out. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Revati Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Compassion, Completion, and Selfless Service at the Edge of Liberation. Introduction, Revati, the Prosperous Guide at the Journey's End. Revati Nakshatra spans from 16 degree to 30 degree zero in Pisces, ruled by Pushan, the divine shepherd who guides souls to their final destination. Revati is the 27th and last nakshatra in the zodiac. It represents completion, quiet devotion, and the final karmic test before liberation. It is a place of great softness, wealth, and divine potential, but also one of karmic reckoning. Those born under Revati are often gifted with prosperity, insight, or grace, but must use it with total selflessness. Spiritual pride, laziness, and subtle selfishness can cause them to fall just before the finish line. Each pada of Revati reveals how the soul handles its closing chapters, whether through action or avoidance, generosity or guilt, surrender or secrecy. Let's explore the four padas of Revati and how they shape one's final karmic offerings. Revati Pada 1, Pisces 16 degree 40 to 20 degree Rand. Navamsha sign, Sagittarius Dharma Pada. Elemental shift, water to fire. Motivation, Dharma, to serve through righteous action but risk selfishness and spiritual hypocrisy. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly emotional, mystical, receptive, Pisces Rashi. Inwardly moralistic, dogmatic, ego-attached, Sagittarius Navamsha. This pada may display spiritual knowledge but lacks humility. Harshness toward others, especially in speech or toward animals and helpless beings, reveals inner karmic corruption. Karmic theme, neglect of the helpless, moral preaching without physical support. Growth path, serve the voiceless, not with words but with acts. Support elderly, handicapped, and animals without expecting recognition. Ravakpadi Pada 2, Pisces 20 Drew to 23 sign, Capricorn, Artha, elemental shift, water to earth. Motivation, Artha to build prosperity and structure, but risks greed and laziness. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally kind, generous, Rashi. Internally calculative, avoidant of effort, Capricorn Navamsha. This pada can generate immense wealth but may do so by dishonest means or avoidance of social responsibility. The native may seek shortcuts or ignore the suffering of laborers and the underprivileged. Karmic theme, prosperity gained without effort, karmic stagnation due to lack of discipline. Growth path, return wealth to society's foundation. Feed workers, maids, cleaners. Embrace routine even when uninspired. Heat 3, Pisces 23 to 20, 26 degree 40. Navamsha sign, Aquarius, elemental shift, water to air. Motivation, comma, to love and express through service, but risks disconnection and emotional neglect. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly gentle, soulful, Pisces Rashi. Inwardly unconventional, mentally restless, isolated, Aquarius Navamsha. This pada often experiences karmic breakage in relationships. Service is done, but appreciation is absent. This leads to bitterness, underpayment, and emotional suppression. Speech may become harsh due to lack of validation. Karmic theme, service without recognition, harshness due to unacknowledged effort. Growth path, give without expectation. Use your voice to uplift your spouse and those less fortunate. Let unearned wealth serve them. Vata 4, Pisces 26, Grigis 40 to 30 degree Grosgens. Navamsha sign, Pisces, Moksha elemental shift, water to water. Motivation, Moksha to dissolve fully into devotion, but risk subtle attachment and unprocessed pride. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally surrendered, divine, emotionally pure, Pisces Rashi. Inwardly mystical, detached, but clinging to ego through service, Pisces Navamsha. This pada struggles with true surrender. Though the person donates or serves, there may be internal resistance or pride. Communication becomes the barrier. Rash words, self-righteous tone, or emotional manipulation after giving. Breaking the sanctity of service through expectation or speech. Growth path. Donate in silence. Let go of pride. Speak only what honors the sacredness of your acts. Ravati Pada summary. The four final gates of karma before liberation. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks righteous validation through action. Trap, spiritual arrogance, harshness toward helpless. Growth, serve without preaching. Help elders, animals, and the weak through direct care. Pada 2, seeks security and prosperity. Trap, laziness, unethical shortcuts, ignoring social karma. Growth, redistribute wealth. Take care of society's foundational labor. Pada 3, seeks recognition through service. Trap, harsh speech, emotional isolation, bitter giving. Growth, give unconditionally. Let your love act louder than your words. Pada 4, pikes liberation through divine offering. Trap, spiritual pride, rash expression, subtle ego. Growth, surrender fully. Give without witness. Speak gently, especially when you give. Conclusion. In Rivati, the soul offers its final alms. You are at the gate of release. What you give here must be pure. Not because someone sees you, but because you have seen enough. Rivati doesn't ask for one final grand act. It asks whether your hands tremble as they serve, whether your ego whispers as you donate, whether you let go without clinging to the reward. This is the end of the zodiac, but the beginning of liberation. Let your final steps be quiet, kind, and complete. Rivati Nakshatra Pada with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Rivati Pada 1, Sagittarius Navamsha, Pisces 16 degrees 40, 20 degrees, outer self Rashi, emotional, spiritual, service-oriented Pisces. Inner self Navamsha, morally driven, rigid in belief, prideful, motivation. Dharma, to serve through high ideals, but risks harshness, hypocrisy, or neglect of the weak. Examples, Jupiter in Pada 1, possesses deep spiritual knowledge and seeks to guide, but may grow entitled or disconnected from the emotional needs of those they serve. Result, Dharma is fulfilled only when wisdom humbles you. Support elderly, animals, and the voiceless through tangible acts of care. Mars in Pada 1, driven by principle, but may act harshly or become judgmental toward the weak. Control aggression. Real strength lies in service to the helpless, not in dominance over them. Sun in Pada 1, strong desire to be seen as righteous or noble, but may dismiss those who can't serve themselves. Result, karma improves by physically serving elders, caretakers, or spiritual institutions without expectation. Revati Pada 2, Capricorn Navamsha, Pisces 20 degrees to 20 degrees 20. Outer self, kind, imaginative, adaptable, Pisces. Inner self, cautious, material conscious, responsibility averse, Capricorn. Motivation, artha to accumulate and secure, but risks hoarding, shortcuts, and karmic laziness. Examples, Venus in Pada 2, attracts wealth and comfort, but may indulge in unethical accumulation or ignore duty toward workers. Result, serve cleaners, laborers, maids. Wealth must circulate toward those who maintain societal foundations. Saturn in Pada 2, disciplined when guided, but prone to apathy or avoidance when unmotivated. Result, routine service, even when uninspired, leads to karmic elevation. Donate basic utilities and clothing. Moon in Pada 2, emotionally inert or lazy, tends to neglect consistency in helping others. Result, practice care in small daily acts. Support nurses, janitors, and food service workers without seeking return. Ravadapada 3, Aquarius Navamsha, Pisces 23-20 to 26-40, Mystical, Idealistic, Self-Effacing, Pisces, Inner Self, Detached, Futuristic, Mentally Erratic, Aquarius, Motivation, comma, to give love and energy to society, but risks bitterness, resentment, and broken trust. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, excellent in skill-based service, but speaks harshly when underappreciated. Result, serve without speaking too soon. Donate books, educational tools, and communication to the underserved. Rahu in Pada 3, desires recognition for sacrifice, but often feels unrewarded. May use selfless acts for validation. Result, karma refines through silent giving. Support disabled, street workers, and self-employed craftspeople. Mars in Pada 3, works hard but resents lack of acknowledgement. Speech becomes weaponized. Result, evolve through steady action for your spouse or family, especially when it goes unnoticed. Rivedi Pada 4, Pisces Navamsha, Pisces 26-40 to 30-degree, outer self, gentle, giving, spiritual. Inner self, mystical, emotionally complex, karmically full. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve into selfless surrender, but risks expectation or self-righteous donation. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, detached from material outcomes, but may hold pride in spiritual deeds. Result, pure karma is silent, donate anonymously, care for birds, orphans, or the dying, without emotional storytelling. Venus in Pada 4, gives love, art, or charity, but expects gratitude or praise, can manipulate emotionally through giving. Result, beautify the world, but let it be without signature. Give what is sacred as an offering, not a transaction. Moon in Pada 4, emotionally sensitive and deeply compassionate, but may speak rashly after giving. Result, soften the voice. Offer food, care, or space for the sick and wounded without projecting guilt. Rivedi Pada Summary, 4 stages of selfless giving at the edge of liberation. Pada 1, Sagittarius, seeks moral legacy and dharmic leadership. Trap, self-righteousness, spiritual entitlement. Growth, serve the helpless without preaching. Let action guide belief. Pada 2, Capricorn, seeks prosperity and social ease. Trap, greed, laziness, karmic stagnation. Growth, maintain routine. Redirect riches to those who hold society together. Pada 3, seeks recognition through service. Emotional detachment, unhealed resentment. Growth, give unconditionally. Uplift others without expecting to be seen. Pada 4, Pisces, liberation through devotion. Ego cloaked in charity, pride in spiritual acts. Growth, serve silently. Let surrender be your prayer, not your performance. Conclusion, in Rivedi, the soul's final offering must be silent, clean, and complete. Rivedi ends the karmic cycle not with a bang, but with a whisper of grace. You are not here to prove, but to purify. Not to earn applause, but to dissolve what clings. Your last gift must be given without hands, only through heart. That is what unlocks the gates of liberation.